Whether you consider yourself a wine aficionado or a wine wannabe, starting Sunday, you'll have 8 days to indulge in all things grape during the first annual Philly Wine Week. Let's learn more with Bill Eccleston, co-founder of Philly Wine Week. Bill, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
Philadelphia has had a legacy of beer weeks and beer events. Was some of that the impetus to start a wine week?
Beer week has been a great thing for beer. We wanted to do something special for wine. The quality and variety of wine that's available both in the retail system as well as in restaurants has dramatically improved over the last 10 to 20 years. And we wanted to do something that features some of that variety and some of that quality across the board.
Let's note that you are the general manager and wine director at the restaurant Panorama. That's the focus for the kickoff to the event.
The kickoff for Philly Wine Week is going to be on Sunday from 5 to 8. We're doing a bubbles and barrels theme. So we have lots of premium champagnes. The Pennsylvania Winery Association has partnered with us to present some of the very best wines that are being produced in Pennsylvania.
As we touched on craft beer, so much of that is about local production and manufacturing. Though when you think wine, yes, Pennsylvania, and I'm not to denigrate it at all, but more people would first go to either the West Coast or Europe for wine?
Oh, sure. The traditional areas are obviously strongholds in the wine world. Pennsylvania is really up and coming. I mean, the wine production has dramatically increased over the last two decades, and the quality level is really taking off.
For those myself who included whose palates are far from sophisticated regarding wine, will there be tutorials as such explaining the different varieties and what one should look for?
Throughout the course of the week, there are lots of educational programs, as well as a lot of sort of just fun education, focused tastings on specific regions so people can learn while enjoying. And I think that's really important because people tend to think that wine can be a little intimidating or it's very stuffy or it's hard to learn about. And it's really quite the opposite. I mean, wine is a social drink and a social beverage, and it's part of the table.
So the attempt in part is to demystify and knock it off of its highbrow reputation, though I don't think we're quite ready to see wine sold at the ball games or concerts or such.
Well, we hope that wines available, good wines are available in every venue, but definitely a big part of the Philly Wine Week vision is to bring a lot of access to a lot of people, demystify, as you mentioned, and make wine a little bit more understandable, but take some of the fuss out of it and give people a little bit better understanding, better access to some of the variety and some of what's really available in the market and in restaurants in Philadelphia and in the wine education venues in Philadelphia as well.
How will you measure at the end of the 8-day week whether it's been a success or not?
I think if everybody's talking about wine and not just talking about it but enjoying it and has a little bit of fun along the way and a little bit of empowerment that they've learned some whether it's wine terms or wine regions, and really gotten to enjoy maybe a little different appreciation of wine than they've had before. But again, coming out of the week to continue the wine exploration that's available here in Philadelphia.
We had beer mavens on the show, and I always ask them, can versus bottle? And the analogous question to somebody in the wine field is cork versus cap in 2014.
I think the trend has definitely been towards the Stelvin closures, as they call them, or the wine screw caps, particularly for younger wines that are being released in the market, things that are meant to be consumed fairly early. It's a more efficient closure and probably keeps the wine in just a little bit better condition without the variable of cork. That said, some wines do benefit from the micro-oxygenation of cork and some aging process, but certainly a lot of wines that are being served in the screw cap format that are excellent wines, and there's no reason to turn your nose up at wines just because of that format.
Big lag, though, in public perception, thinking that, oh, cork must belong to a better wine, all things being equal?
I think that as so many of the leading wine producers and wine regions have turned towards the screw cap closures, there's definitely a lessening of that gap between the perception of the quality has to be under cork rather than screw tops, because there are quality wines in both formats.
The 8-day Philly Wine Week kicks off Sunday. We've been speaking with its co-founder, Bill Eccleston. Bill, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And Bill is the general manager and wine director at Panorama Restaurant in Philadelphia.